One of the most potent gospel messages that can be delivered is, of course, the testimony of God's actual work in the life of an individual. And that is part of what makes our baptism services so sweet, is when we get to hear how God has worked in the life of these young people. And I say young people because baptism is a weapon, and it is something we will go ahead and put in the hands of young people who are in the fight for faith. It happens, as we often say, at the beginning of our life as a Christian, and then becomes something that we can wield later on. So it doesn't have to be a deep and sophisticated understanding of all of the finer theological points in the Bible. But Christ has a lot to say about having a childlike faith. That is one that is strong and deep, even if it doesn't fully understand. Because after all, that's what faith is believing what we don't necessarily see. So we're going to hear from four young people this morning, and three young ladies, one young man. And their testimonies will be varying levels of sophisticated and as different as yours and mine. And so it is our joy to welcome them into this fellowship, and then to be able to affirm with the heavenly hosts that they belong with Christ. So first up is actually my own daughter, Julia. Come on down. All right. State your name for the record.
Julia.
Julia what?
Sar.
Do you have a middle name?
Julia Grace Sar.
And how old are you, Julia Grace Sar?
6.
What grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
What's your favorite color?
I have a lot.
Okay, good enough, yeah. And why are you up here this morning?
To get baptized.
And why do you want to be baptized?
Because I love God.
And how does being baptized show that you love God?
By doing what he says.
That's right. So, does baptism save you?
No.
Who gets baptized?
Christians.
Okay. That's true. Good. And so, baptism is something that shows that you are a Christian. Now, what does it mean to be a Christian? Yeah, what's a Christian? Who are Christians?
Us?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what, who is Jesus? Let's ask that.
God in flesh.
Wow, okay. And what did Jesus do for us?
Died on the cross for our sins.
And why was that necessary? Why did that need to happen?
So we didn't have to do it.
So we didn't have to pay for our own sins. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because what is sin?
Disobeying God.
Yeah, it is. Do you have an example of a sin? Have you ever sinned?
Yes.
Yeah, like what?
Lying.
Yeah, lying would be a sin. What is the problem with sin?
It makes you not in fellowship with the other person.
Yeah, that's right. So if you lie to your sister, then you're not in fellowship with her, right? So then how is that fellowship restored?
By asking for forgiveness.
That's right. And then she forgives you, and then that fellowship is restored. Now, ultimately, all sin is against God, right? So our sin actually doesn't just disrupt fellowship with one another when we sin against one another, but ultimately against God, right?
Yes.
And so why is that a problem for our fellowship with God to be interrupted? What does that mean then for us? It's bad. What's it mean?
What does what mean?
So when our fellowship with God is interrupted, what does that mean?
That we're not in fellowship.
Yeah. And then, but why is that sin a problem? You said if sin separates us from God, and so then we can't be with him, right? Mm-hmm. Then how do we fix that?
By confessing it.
Yeah, that's right. And then remember then I asked you earlier, what did Jesus do for us?
Died on the cross for our sins.
Okay, so Jesus has then, like, Can you pay for all your sins?
No.
Like, there's not enough time in all of eternity to change you from never having sinned to having sinned. So you literally need somebody else to do it for you. And who is that?
Jesus.
That's right. And so then being baptized this morning means, well, what does baptism picture?
Jesus dying on the cross, getting buried, and rising again on the third day.
That's right. And so then when you are dunked under the water and brought up again, it is like a picture of what has happened to mm-hmm. Christ. Let's turn and face this way, please. Good. And so when you are baptized before this group of people, then this is what we would call a public declaration. So this is before lots of people, because you want the world to know what?
That I'm a Christian.
That's right. And so then, are you ready to be identified with God's people and with all of these people, this church?
Yes.
And are you ready to take communion with them?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Julia, based on your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so we have a few more people to get baptized, and Lucy Money knows what she thinks. Lucy, why do you want to get baptized?
Because I love God.
You love God. And does God love you?
Yes.
Yes. And we know that because he sent his son. What is his son's name? Oh, you know. Jesus.
Jesus,
right. God loves us and sent his son Jesus for us. And what did Jesus do for us?
He died on the cross and rose again.
He died on the cross and rose again, right. Because that's what we're celebrating today. His resurrection. Now, why did Jesus die on the cross? He died for our what?
Cross.
He died on the cross, and he died for what? What did we do that he needed to die for? What did we do? He died on the cross for our
sin.
Sin, right. And what is sin?
Disobedience to God's law.
Disobedience to God's law. And where do we find God's law?
There.
No, do we have a book?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have a book. It's called the Bible, right? So do you guys talk about the Bible at your house?
Yes.
Yes. And that's where we know God's law to tell us what is sin. And when we sin, what does God say we deserve?
I don't know.
You know. When we sin, what do we deserve? We deserve to...
Listen to God.
Well, we listen to God because he tells us we deserve to die. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we sinned. Have you sinned?
No.
Have you ever disobeyed God's law? Have you ever disobeyed your parents?
I don't know.
You don't know if your dad is standing right behind us. You think you have ever disobeyed your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, me too. That's the thing. We're all sinners, and so we all deserve to die. That's why we needed Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. So you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to get baptized because you love that God who sent his son for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want all these people to know that you are a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay. So just like we talked about before, this is the beginning of your life as a disciple. And so you, for the rest of your life, you'll get to learn how to follow Jesus more closely.
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yes.
You want to have communion with us today?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, Lucy, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It wasn't fun watching me catch the microphone and your sister at the same time. Yeah. Good. You want to tell us your name?
My name is Henry.
Henry. And you are the brother of Lucy.
Yeah.
And a couple other sisters as well. Henry, why do you want to get baptized?
Because Jesus loves me and I love him and because I want to become a member of his church.
Okay. So God loves you. You love God. And you want to be a part of the flock. You want to be a member of the church. Yeah, good. So how do we know that God loves us? What did he do? He sent somebody to show that he loved us. Who did he send?
Jesus,
right. And what did Jesus do for us?
He died on the cross and rose again.
Right, he died on the cross and rose again. And he died on the cross, we say it every morning before school, he died on the cross for our what?
Sins.
And what is sin?
Disobedience to God's law.
Disobedience to God's law. The monies have worked on what sin means. Disobedience to God's law. That would be good for us all to remember as a definition of what sin is. Disobedience to God's law. And have you ever disobeyed God's law?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we sin by lying, we sin by disobeying our parents, we sin by just disobeying anything that God has told us to do, right? Yeah. And when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
We deserve death, which is pretty serious, isn't it? Yeah. So this is why we need someone to be a substitute for us. And Jesus is a substitute. He died for us. And is he still dead?
No.
What happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
On the third day, right. And it made other people crazy because they tried to keep him in the tomb and they couldn't do it. And so this is what you believe?
Yeah.
And you want these people to know that you are a Christian?
Yeah.
And you want to have communion with all these people?
Yeah.
Yeah. This means that because you're 7?
Yeah.
I got baptized when I was 7 and I'm not 7 anymore. And this is a beginning of your life as a disciple to learn to follow Jesus and obey his commands for the rest of your life. That's good for you. You're excited about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, Henry, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Selah, do you want to tell us your name?
Selah.
Yeah. Good, and Selah, why are you here? You want to get baptized? Yeah, okay, and why?
Because I want the whole church to know that I'm a Christian.
Okay. And what does it mean to be a Christian? Like, what does a Christian believe?
In God.
Okay, we believe in God, right? And his son. Who is his son?
Jesus.
Right? And what did Jesus do for us?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Right. So he died on the cross for our sins. Now, what is a sin?
Disobeying God and okay. Your parents.
Okay, disobeying God, right. And where does he tell us where we have to obey? Like, does he give us any book or any written thing?
The Bible.
The Bible, good. And he says that when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
Right. So our sin is so serious that it earns, the wages of sin is death, which is why we needed someone to do it for us. And Jesus died for our sins, right? Now, is he still dead?
No.
Okay, what happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
On the third day, on Sunday, just like today. Good. And you want all these people to know that that's what you believe, okay? And you want to have communion with all these people. And Selah, what grade are you in?
Second
grade. Okay. So Mrs. Hathaway might see you at school this coming week, and she might see that you didn't obey, and she might say, Sila Lug. You are a baptized young lady. You need to obey Jesus. Is that good for you? Your parents are going to know that you're baptized, you're a Christian, so they're going to say, Sila, you need to obey Jesus. That's good with you? Yeah, I think that's great. Good. So, Sila, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good, you can stand. The guys are going to bring the pulpit back. We're going to sing, and during this time, we're also going to have our offering brought forward. And then after singing these couple songs, we'll actually have some version of a sermon. Will it be shorter? You'll find out, won't you? But we wanted to do baptism not just at this time, because then it would enable these four young people to share communion with us today, but also because it seems appropriate as part of the consecration piece of our Lord's Day liturgy. So when we are baptized, we have died. We're not our own. We are Christ's. And so baptism is a reminder, it's a picture that we have died and we have risen with Him. And so our lives are completely given to Him to serve Him. And so we have been raised to walk in newness of life, just as Romans 6 reminded us after the confession and exhortation. We've been raised to walk in newness of life. We are His. We are His people. We are together. And so these young people have given themselves in front of all of you to identify themselves with God through His Son, Jesus. Those of you who have been baptized, just as much true for you as for the ones that got baptized today. And so this is a reason for us to continue to worship. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll sing. We'll bring forward the offering, all as thanks to God for His kindness to us as we are serving Him. Father, again, we give You thanks for these young testimonies of faith in You. Now all of the SARs have been baptized, all of the Monies baptized, all of the Ian Lugs baptized. Their families are consecrated to You. Julia and Lucy and Henry and Sila, they are consecrated. They are given to You as living sacrifices of worship. And so bless them, encourage them, encourage the rest of us as the flock to be constantly putting ourselves on that altar as Your living sacrifices. This is only possible because of Your Son. Even as this water represents the grave, we've been buried with Him, but we are now alive with Him. And so help us, strengthen us by faith to serve You. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.